need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better.
Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
It's a new week and it's the dawn of a new competition for the VKB Knights as the CSA T20 Challenge gets underway this weekend. We start off by congratulating Titans for claiming the Momentum One Day Cup with a 135-run win over the Dolphins in the final at SuperSport Park on Sunday. While the 50-over campaign ended in disappointment for the Knights, they do take a lot of heart out of the fact that they finished off their campaign strongly and beat the very same Titans in their last game. Numerous of the Knights did really well for their respective teams during their inaugural MSL T20 in November and December last year, and these players include the likes of the captain Pipe Million, all-rounder Ryan McLaren, wicket-keeper Rudy Second and the fast bowler Mashant Dalonga, but to name a few. Van Bullion, who played for the champions, the Jersey Stars, says that following a recent success in the 50-over format, the team is in a good space and they want to carry this form into the T20s.
We had a very good finish to our Momentum Cup, won 3 out of 4 games, 2 with bonus points, so we're looking to take that momentum into the 2020s. We have had some success in the past. It's quite a new squad, a couple of new guys that's come in. Guys have been doing well for Free State and Northern Cape. We'll probably look to get 1 or 2 of them in just to give our squad some balance, but hopefully we can take some of that form into the 2020s. But the biggest thing for us is that we are on an upward curve with regards to the white ball if we look at the 50-over competition.
Van Bullion added that the support they received in Bloemfontein and Kimberley has been unbelievable and they hope that they see more the same and even more during the T20 campaign.
Support we've received so far this season has been unbelievable. The community has really got behind us and supported our cause for cancer in the One Day Cup. People came out to watch the games. It was unbelievable to see the people staying around waiting. Hopefully we can see a packed stadium this campaign in 2020. You know, it's exciting. It's only 3 hours. People can bring their kids and hopefully see some good cricket.
The Knights open their campaign on Saturday when they face the Dolphins at Kingsmead in Durban. This match gets underway at 6 o'clock in the evening. The first home game of the campaign will be on Tuesday evening against the Warriors at the Mongahung Oval in Bloemfontein. Meanwhile, the process of finding a new head coach is one step closer to being finalised after the current interim coach Alan Krieger, the former Hafart Lions coach Jeffrey Toyana and the national women's coach Yiltima Ring were all interviewed by the board last week. An announcement will be made in due course. And that's it for this week.
Central South Africa's cricketing pride. OFM, proud supporter of the VKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.